Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Time for TJ. See if you can find out if that alligator sanctuary overflowed its safety fence yet. 350 alligators in Houston, less than a foot away from freedom. Good for the alligators, bad for everybody else. Probably isn't even good for the alligators.
It really sounds like Sharknado, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Kind of come to life.
Short of the flying.
Yeah.
But the nightmare in Houston continues. If we have time, or if he has time, Ryan Burr will join us before 10 o'clock. Patty Vasquez is still to come as well. Welcome back to the studio, the highly pregnant Stephanie Summers, who was just a little pregnant last time she was here. Stephanie, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Nice
Stephanie
to see
Summers
you.
Gresh, actually, is my...
Oh, you're the full thing, because that's a lot
yeah.
for me.
Okay.
I don't have that kind of time to get your full name in. Stephanie Summers Gresh, and you have with you... Well, you introduce him.
Oh, me introduce Cletus?
You get to introduce
How
me.
Do I introduce you, Cletus?
How about he's a
Cletus
legendary
Friedman,
chef.
Legendary chef in Chicago.
Right, and chairing,
I was hoping to get that from you, Steve.
And chairing an all-star culinary event that we're about to plug here.
Yes.
But first off, is your joint open yet?
We are not open yet. We're opening late September, Theater on the Lake.
I thought it was called the Lakefront. It's Theater on the Lake.
So the restaurant is called the Lakefront. The yeah. project is Theater on the Lake.
Yeah. How has there not been a restaurant in Chicago called the Lakefront?
You would think, right?
Right. Were you amazed when you realized that name hadn't been taken?
I thought about it, and we said it's got to be taken, and thankfully it
Look
hasn't
at that.
Been.
Look yeah. at that. The reason everybody's getting together, of course, is once again a benefit to fight the scourge of scleroderma. Explain what scleroderma is.
Scleroderma is an autoimmune disease, which basically means your body is attacking itself. Mm-hmm. And the most common result is the hardening of your tissues. So externally, your skin is hardening. Some patients have described it as turning to stone. And then internally, that can happen as well. So, for example, I lost my mom to scleroderma,
right.
and her tissues in her lungs were scarring so that she couldn't breathe.
So that's how it kills. It just basically mm-hmm. shuts down your breathing.
Yeah, when it attacks your internal organs.
Is it rare?
I don't like to use the term rare because I find that it's, we come across it all the time. I also find that so many people are misdiagnosed. There's so many cases out there of people not getting the right
really?
Diagnosis. Yeah. It's almost, it's comparable, I would say, almost to MS in terms of number of people. So,
well, that's amazing.
I don't consider it rare.
Is it underfunded?
It is. There's very little government funding, so it's really up to organizations like ours to go out and raise the money to keep research moving forward.
Now, most devastating diseases have family members that are the engines behind them, but it mm-hmm. seems like scleroderma is almost exclusively people who have been instantly affected by it.
Yeah, I mean, most people, I think, including our family, we had never even heard of scleroderma
yeah.
until mom was diagnosed, and then you come to find, how devastating this disease can be, and how little funding there is, and so you just, we wanted to get involved, and that's, same thing with Cletus.
Yeah, my father actually had it in his lung as well.
Is that right?
Which is the irony of yeah. Steph and I being together. He died in 91, diagnosed, and then a year later, he was gone, so... when I opened up City Provisions, I wanted to put together some kind of a fundraiser where we can raise awareness. And my idea of a fundraiser was getting food and booze all in one roof. And,
sure.
Having people come in.
And people have a good time and leave some money behind.
Yeah,
definitely. All right, so Cooking Up a Cure, going to happen where and when?
Cooking Up a Cure is at Galleria Marchetti,
mm-hmm.
September 14th.
It's a great room.
It's a beautiful
yeah.
room. We
yeah.
we really utilize the space nicely. There's that space to the right that we have for VIP. This year we have Old Irving Brewing coming in and Chef Michael Schrader doing beer and cocktail pairings. And then we have the big event in the main room. And we also have outside. Outside we kind of create the environment of barbecue with smoked barbecue. We have drinks and cigars. And there's a lot of stuff going on. And, of course, the silent auction.
Got it all covered. It's 825 West Erie, 530 for VIP, 630 for general admission. What do you have to do to be a VIP?
Spend more money.
Okay. How much more?
It's $185 for VIP tickets, $125 for general admission. But
oh,
we
come
are
on. $185 for what you're describing.
Yeah,
that's great
for all
yeah.
for all that you get for the evening. It's, I mean, yeah, and $125 for general admission, which is what you would spend going out you know, in Chicago anyway, and you get to try 20 plus restaurants,
all the great food and booze. Yeah.
And we're actually going to give your listeners a discount too.
I'm fascinated with Cletus Friedman, as all people are who meet Cletus. How'd you get into chefing?
When I was 14, my mother wanted me to get a job. And when I was 14, there were two things I wanted to do. I wanted to be a comedian and I wanted to be a chef. And she basically pushed me out into the workforce, and I became a busboy at the Mount Washington Tavern. And
figured out that maybe food might be a good thing for
you. Yeah, and then I never left. I just started seeking out chefs I wanted to work.
I've known a lot of Friedmans. I've never known a Cletus Friedman.
See?
So where'd the name come from?
That's a long story. We don't have time for it today.
I'll be the judge. It's my show. Is there a Cletus of family names?
Cletus is not a family name. It was luckily bestowed on me about 30 years ago.
Somebody, a friend, a family member?
A friend, yeah.
What's the birth name?
I'm going to do that on the radio?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. What's your birth name?
I was born as John, J-O-N. It's the first time I ever said that on the radio.
Cletus Friedman is so much cooler.
Isn't it, though?
It is. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, Cletus Friedman. From a long line of Friedmans, give it up for Cletus Friedman.
Give it up for Steve Cochran getting that out of me. Good job. Nice work.
Well, it's a hard question, really. That's the thing. So brag about a few of your friends you've dragged into this as chair.
Who do we have this year? We have Andres Padilla from Frontera Grill in Lena Brava. Uh-huh. We have Smoke Barbecue. We have Beguile Brewery. We have Stone. We have Fuse Spirits. We have Deep Eddy.
So we no shortage of booze.
It's no shortage of booze.
It's a hooch festival, but the food, just any palate would be pleased with what you're going to be on.
I mean, literally, you have everybody. There's Jason Hamill over from Lula, Rick Gresh, my old friend Rick Gresh from Ace Bounce. You get to be around all the great chefs in one night, and when Stephanie says you can go out to dinner and spend that, you can't
easily.
You can't go out and have all these chefs doting on you
in a great space like Galleria. Yeah,
that's beautiful.
How rare is scleroderma?
Well, the best estimate that we have is about 300,000 people. But again, I think there are so many people out there. You know, it's hard to talk to a patient that didn't take years to be diagnosed. Mm-hmm. So that's part of our mission is, you know, raising awareness and making sure that people are getting properly diagnosed so that they can get the treatment that they need. So
is there a hereditary component to it?
No, there's a genetic component. So they think that there's a genetic predisposition to get it. But it's not necessarily passed down to family members.
So that's not something that you and your family have to be concerned with, which is
not
obviously a relief.
Not necessarily. Mm-hmm.
Or you and yours.
Yep.
Is there a breakthrough on the horizon? The doctors you talk to, does anybody say, hey, we're getting closer?
Well, the challenge is because of all the different the ways that scleroderma affects the body. So one of the things that they're studying is fibrosis, right? So fibrosis is very common in a lot of diseases. And it happens to be one of the reasons, like in our parents' case, the reason for fatalities. So they have had some breakthroughs in terms of trying to stop the fibrosis, because as of right now there is no drug they can give you to just completely stop the fibrosis. So so that's one of the things.
And scleroderma, again, if you're having trouble visualizing it, it sounds like fibrosis times 100 or 1,000.
Yeah, imagine, and one of the most habits in your hands mostly. So imagine not being able to use your hands or not being able to straighten your hands.
One of the rewarding things about doing these events now for 9 years is that, and having lost my dad over 20 years ago, is to see how people know the name scleroderma and they're understanding it, and there's so much more awareness than there was 4 years ago, 5 years ago. 9 years ago, it was almost nobody knew what you were talking about, and today, you know, one out of a few people have heard it and they understand it, which is, you know, the goal.
And the money is going to go to the Scleroderma Foundation of Chicago?
Correct. Greater Chicago chapter. Yep.
Which I assume is research and also spreading the word on the disease money can be generated.
Yeah, well, we do patient support. So if folks are affected, they can come to us for the right resources and support. But then obviously a big part of our mission is supporting that research. So, yeah.
And caregivers probably need some advice, too. And you got people who have walked the walk like you two.
Yep.
Nice to see both of you. Yeah. How far are we away from your first baby?
Oh, about 6 weeks.
6 weeks?
Yeah.
All right. Can we keep some keep some water boiled? I never know what it's for, but I used to see it on TV a lot.
It's something spicy.
Are you excited?
Very excited. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and this is your first baby?
Yep, it sure is.
And you decided not to name it Dave or Steve. We're okay with that because it's a girl.
We've ruled that out. Yeah, we've ruled out Dave and Steve.
It's a little girl.
Or a girl.
It is a little girl.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations.
Would you like Stephanie to come back in like 6 weeks? And
if you'd have the baby live on the air, that would be...
5 and a half weeks.
Listen, we're the number one talk show in town. But if you'd have the baby live on the air, it couldn't hurt. Just saying. Just saying. Again, it's Cletus Friedman. Not just any Friedman. It's Cletus Friedman.
You know it.
Absolutely. How many tats do you have?
One.
Is that right?
No. That's not right.
You wouldn't lie to me, Cletus. And Cletus wants you to come to the All-Star Culinary Event Thursday, September 14th, Galleria Marchetti, 825 West Erie, with all the great food and drink we've talked about. Stephanie Summers-Gresh, thank you as well.
Yeah, and if your listeners go out and buy tickets today, we're giving them a $20 discount on tickets. So
what?
Yeah. They just have to, when they get to the ticketing site, enter the code WGN.
Very nice.
Wow.
All right, if you're going to get $20 off, I'd like you to buy an extra ticket. So there you go.
There you go. And it's cookingupacurechicago.com.
Right. Cookingupacurechicago.com.
That's right.
Nice to see you guys.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck.
Thanks so much.